Okay, good morning, everybody. So the fifth Aliyah of Devarim concludes with the beginning of the Jewish confrontation with Sichon. The Aliyah in general is dedicated to avoiding confrontation with Achenu b'nei Esav and Ammon and Moab b'nei Lot. And then we come to Sichon. And that's a contrast because, of course, he's Melech HaMori. So the Torah tells us, Kumusu v'ruas nachal arnon reina tati v'adcha Sichon melech hashbon ha-mari b'ratzo achal rash v'it garbo milchama. And then, just a number of psukim later, and the Ramban is aware of this. Vashlach malachim in bar kedemos al sichon melech hashbon divrei shalom leimor. And Kadosh Baruch Hu just say, hachel rash. So, basically, the Ramban explains that even though he's very loath to say in mukdam luchar b'torah, you have to understand that re'ei nasati v'adcha sichon melech hashbon hamori v'asarto hachel rash is a reference to pasuk lamed aleph, the beginning of Shishi, v'yomer Hashem elai re'ei achilosi teis lefanecha sichon v'asarto hachel rash l'areshes asarto. It's the same words all over again. The Ramban says otherwise, how would Moshe Rabbeinu have dared send a peace delegation to Sichon? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'hiskar bo milchama, you'd be over b'divrei Hashem, chayiv misa. So it's impossible to read the psukim in that fashion. In a broader sense, right, the very idea of the delegation, it's interesting, in Parshas Chukas, it's presented of Yishlach Yisrael Malachim El Tzichon, and Moshe Hu Yisrael, Yisrael Hu Moshe, Moshe Yisrael. So in any event, Yishlach Malachim Yivar Kedei Mos El Tzichon Melech Hashbon, Rashi says, Av B'Shalot Tzivani HaMakom, right, this was not a direct command. We'll get to, how Moshe figured it out in just a second. But this is a point of contrast with the Rambam. The Rambam takes the position, Hilchos Melachim, in Osin Melacham, in Shuadam Ba'olam, Ad Shekari Lo L'Shalom Tchila, that is a Chiyuv, in all cases, to be Kari L'Shalom. If they answer in the affirmative, terrific. If they answer, in the negative, that's where we're going to have a difference between, let's say, Amalek and the Sheva Amim of Canaan, where it would be Hacharim Tachrimim, essentially, Machot Timcha, versus other nations where you don't have that kind of annihilation, and the terms of peace are always for the Rambam involving the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach as well, which will be, I think, an important point of contrast and also comparison to Rashi. So again, Rashi says, "Avu b'shalot zivani amakom likra l'sichon l'shalom lamati mibar sinai min haTorah shekidma la'olam." Right, Hashem kanani reishis darko kedem mifalav me'az. Right. Right, so the idea that Rashi is articulating is a very fascinating one, that Moshe sort of derived this parallel, not in terms of war, but if a Kadosh Baruch Hu that knows the future, if he was willing to be Chozrel b'nei Esav Yishmael in terms of offering them the spiritual opportunity of the Torah, so, he had to offer Sichon the opportunity for Shalom. So it seems like a little bit of an asymmetry until you understand that Divrei Shalom, as far as we're concerned, as we just mentioned for the Rambam, but the assumption here for Rashi as well, would have at least be to renounce Avodah Zarah, would to be Mekabel Torah in a certain sense. Some of us talked this year about the Ger Toshav. The Rambam used the term Yamod B'Torah, so the Kvira B'Avodah Zarah is, Ki'ilu Moda V'Chola Torah Kula. And so it's a very fascinating point that Rashi's making, that if, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to people, even if there was no chance, from an epistemological perspective, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, that they would accept it, so you have to offer people Shalom, because Shalom comes along with a certain aspect of Torah. That's the first day in Rashi. I think the second day in Rashi is even more fascinating. Tvar Acher, Mivar Kedemos, Mim Chalamati, Shekadam Telumecha, right, Hu Rishon Vuhu Acheron, an amazing idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I learned this from personal experience, right? You could have destroyed the Egyptians, in an instant. And the fact of the matter is that you chose not to, right? Instead, you sent me on a very, long and procrastinated delegation with many stops along the way to Paro. Clearly you were reaching out to him, even though, when Moshe was coming back from Midian, and if I could just, sort of embellish on Rashi's point for a second, it was all foretold. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knew, what the result was going to be. Much as was the case here in Sichon. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah and Parakeh uses these two as two of the four examples of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an onesh suspending Bichir Chavsh. Sichon is one of them. The Malchei Kenan, Paro, and of course Yisrael themselves in the days of Eliyahu HaNavi. So be that as it may, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is drawing here from personal experience, but also v'halach de bidracha, right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu demanded of Moshe to go to Paro and to offer him, you know, terms of shalom, as it were, you know, many times over, so then Moshe, you know, feels that the same has to be done. Afal pi shelo tzivani Hashem Elokai, even though it wasn't mandated. It's very different, you know, understanding the Rambam that, you know, al pi halacha in osin b'cham yishuv adam b'olam ad shekorin lo l'shalom t'chila is, you know, just categorical. You know, here, right, it's, you know, Moshe really, you know, being maven davar mitoch davar, to go back to the beginning of the parasha, anashem chachamim unevoim. So the Nevonim, the Mevin Davar Mitoch Davar, you can really appreciate that Mida here, Lashitas Rashi and Moshe Rabbeinu. But I think, you know, the most important and most impressive point is the second day in Rashi, that, you know, V'halach T'Bedrachav, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself, right, that he's not going to Milchama against Paro, even though, again, Hinei Anuchi Horeg Espincha V'Chorecha was all foretold from the beginning, right, there has to be a process. So it's not like Shitas HaRambam, that this is just the halacha, but Moshe felt, okay, so this is the way we need to conduct ourselves. It's a Mahu Rachum, you know, afatai rachum, mahu chanun, afatai chanun, you know, mahu, mal bisharumi, mahu korei l'shalom t'chila, afatai korei l'shalom t'chila. So Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his career, is reflecting, you know, on this idea, and this is, again, a major part, you know, of the, you know, moral and spiritual basis of all of halacha, the halach de bidrachav, is to cultivate both the pu'ulos and the midos, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a concrete example. V'ashlach malachim yivar k'demos el sichon melech hashbon divrei shalom limor.